880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are rocking away. We've got a new pilot back there. We got Spencer and Johnny here in the studio giving me the Twitter love. And I want to have you all start off your year right. So we're going to talk with Lauren Book, talking about protecting our kids. And then we're going to go to our U-Health special guest. He's John Lewis, Associate Professor of Psychiatry and Behavioral Science at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We call them U-Health. We're going to talk about the impact of wellness and fitness on your brain. And then following him, we're going to have Tarik Maddox, a former trainer with the New York Jets. He's my trainer now. He trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller also. So I think I'm having a better season than Frank is. He's having a great season, so that tells you about my year. And we're going to talk about what you can do when you start to break down during your workouts. Everybody gets to the point where their joints hurt and their muscles ache, and we're going to see what you should do then. The stock market drifted up a little bit, and if you go to the Bloomberg homepage, you'll see the guy with the worst hair in the face of the earth. Take us out. We'll be right back with Lauren Book on Freed on Business. She survived. She's okay because it's okay to tell. We'll hear the story after this. I'm going to do my live read of Lauren's, and then we're going to play Lauren's ad, and then we're going to put Lauren on. That's because I just don't have the show set up right today. Well, I want to remind everybody, we're going to have Lauren on in just a second. She's my favorite L'Oreal woman of worth this year. And my good friend, Romero Brito, he created a license plate just for her. It's called Love and Healing, and actually the license plate isn't for her. It's for all the kids in Florida, around the country, and around the world. It helps raise money to protect our kids. So go to laurenskids.org and get her L'Oreal Woman of Worth Love and Healing specially licensed plate designed by Romero Brito. And you can always pick up information on this at our sponsor and friend, Larry's Inn, and all the Warren Henry Automotive stores.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You heard me thank Larry's Inn and Warren Henry Automotive for getting involved with Lawrence Kids. You're going to hear in a second why it's so important to be involved with Lawrence Kids and support her efforts. And I want to thank Larry by reading the following ad for him. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, and a first service, a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. I'm fired up, and I've got my favorite person, well, other than my beautiful, sexy wife, on the line, Lauren Book. Hey, Lauren, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I hear there's something new up in the Book family. What's going on over there?
There is. We just welcomed my first nephew, the first, second little baby in our family. His name is Quentin Villarillo, my sister, and we're actually driving home from the hospital right now, and my dad is over the moon, but won't go by Grandpa.
Oh, yeah? What do we got to call him? Coach. Oh, okay. Well, for me, he's the head coach. He's the ball coach. That's what he is. And did I hear the first name is Clinton? Do we have a Democrat
Clinton.
In the family? Oh,
Clinton.
Okay. I didn't want to ascribe red or blue. I try to be purple right down the middle. Now, tell me this, Lauren. I voted 5 times a day because I have 5 emails, and then one day I voted, a couple days I voted like 10 times, told all my buddies, tweeted and everything else. And high five to you for winning the L'Oreal Woman of Worth. What is that? And I saw that you had a bunch of other people that ran too that seemed to be worthy as well.
Thank you so much. And we want to thank you and all of your listeners from Freedom Business for all of the support. We actually had the highest amount of votes ever in the entire competition's history, over 100,000 votes. And we are so thankful for L'Oreal Paris and for naming me and Lauren's kids a woman of worth and a charity of worth. And we're so thankful for their continued support and partnership, a $25,000 sponsorship for the walk this year, which will help us get to Tallahassee from the Keys. And we're so thankful. It was an incredible night in New York. Leah Michelle from Glee did present me with my award, and it was an incredible night. My co-fellow honorees were, some of the most awe-inspiring women I've ever met. And so it's been such a great experience, and so exciting, and so thankful for the support that we've gotten from you and all of your listeners. So thank you so much. It's been an incredible ride, and we're just getting ready and getting started in the new year, getting ready for the walk, the Reed and Fiorentino golf event. I mean, everything's happening, and we're so excited.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to helping you with the walk. I know Vivian's all psyched about working on the Reed and Fiorentino event. I'm meeting with Alan next week, so hopefully I'll be able to pitch in as well on that. And then the walk gets started right after that event, if I recall correctly. And we all know you walk the length of the state. But let's talk for a minute about why you walk. There's a few folks out there that may not know your story. I don't want to go through the entire rollout of your story, but what we do with you and Lauren's kids is we help the most vulnerable members of our society. Why don't you tell us a little bit more?
Absolutely. I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse from the time that I was 10 years old until I was 16 at the hands of my female nanny. And from that horrific experience, I founded Lauren's Kids along with my family because it was important that when we saw things that were unjust and unfair, things that we could work to change, we wanted to do that. And I learned that 95% of sexual abuse is preventable with education and awareness. And so we have an education curriculum, Safer Than Letter Kids, in every single kindergarten and voluntary preschool throughout the state of Florida, over 16,000 classrooms. We've developed a curriculum for children with developmental delays and disabilities that was released last year, implementing our first through third and fourth and fifth grade curriculum in the next 2 years. And it's just been a huge, incredible ride. And really the reason why we do what we do is to protect kids and empower them. At the end of the day, I want survivors to know that it is okay to tell, that you can become thriving survivors if you get the help and recovery that you need. We're able to provide assistance for survivors throughout the state of Florida, provide them with referrals. You can get counseling for free at any point in time in your journey as a survivor of sexual abuse in the state of Florida. So it's such a great and important opportunity to tell people that you can become a thriving survivor. And it's all about prevention. Kids don't need to suffer the way that I did. And, you know, we started today talking about my brand new nephew,
yes,
Clinton. And really, at the end of the day, that's what this is all about, protecting our children, because they don't need to suffer. And so one of the things this year that we're really excited to announce is hashtag why I walk. And this year on the walk, we're asking everybody to hashtag why they walk. We're going to have them write on our cars and on the bus why they're walking and who they're walking for. This year, you know, I'm walking for Clinton, so Clinton doesn't have to suffer the way that I did and that so many others do. And that's what this is all about. It's about hope, healing, recovery, and empowerment.
Well, let me ask you this, Lauren. We've got lots of parents listening right now. I don't think we have too many of the young kids. We have lots of parents listening right now. And let's pretend that we're speaking to a group of young kids, elementary school kids. What might you say to them, or what might you say to their parents so that they can look for the signs to make sure this doesn't happen?
It's so important to talk to your children, have open and honest communication, talk to them, not just about sexual abuse, but everything. Know that you need to, they need to know that you're a safe person, there that they can talk to you about anything, whether it's a fight with a friend, a bad dream, or a touch that makes them feel not quite right. Notice how your children interact with other people, but also notice how other people interact with your children. If somebody was, if an adult comes and would far prefer to spend more time with your child than with you as the adult, there's something not quite right there, and you should look into that. We have on our website, lawrencekids.org, a great list of things that parents that they can look at and look for to see if there is something that they need to look at and investigate. They can also check out the Don't Miss the Signs campaign website, which is don'tmissthesigns.org, and to sign our pledge, to pledge to use your eyes, your voice, to protect our children. And it's all about prevention. We can prevent these crimes from happening. It's all about that knowledge and empowerment to go out and make it different.
What if a neighbor is watching a kid come home and they're seeing that somebody that's not a family member is doing something? Do they have the ability or even the responsibility to call somebody?
We all in the state of Florida have a reason to report abuse. It's the law. Florida is the only truly mandatory reporting state in the country, which is something that we're so proud to have worked with our legislature to help pass.
High five to you and the coach on that one.
That's very true. It's a third-degree felony, in fact, if you don't. It's not only our moral obligation, Jim, it's our legal obligation as well.
And how would they do that? I know you've got the numbers on your website, but they can call Children and Family Services. Golly, they can call the cops.
There are three different ways that you can report abuse. You can do it on the DCF website, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE. You can do it online at DCF Online, and you can also fax the report. They've made it very easy. And the important thing is, it's not our job or our responsibility to investigate if a child is being abused. We all have that gut feeling, that little thing that's telling us something's not quite right. We need to go back to a place and time where we listen to that. We don't need to have all the facts. We don't need to have all the information. If you suspect that something is not quite right, make that report. Because what happens is an investigation is triggered, and somebody will put eyes on that child to make sure that they're safe.
Well,
and that's all we have to do.
Well, Lauren, when is the walk start? When are we going to have the Reed and Fiorentino event coming up?
It is soon. March is a busy month. March and April. March 14th is the golf tournament at Turnberry. The dinner is on March 15th. And then we start at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And then we start our walk at the southernmost point on March 16th. It's going to be a very busy March and April for Lauren's kids. Coming up here on January 23rd at Bloomingdale's, it is Florida Charity Day. And
there
so at
go.
All the different Bloomingdale's throughout the state of Florida, Lauren's Kids is being featured. So if you go to a Bloomingdale's store on January 23rd, you can help shop and bring about awareness for Lauren's Kids.
Yeah, I just gave that to Johnny. He's about to tweet that out for us right now. So we only have a couple seconds left. So what I want to do is I want to thank you for being a part of the life of myself and Vivian and giving us a beautiful charity to believe in. You and the coach have been absolutely terrific. Mm-hmm. We look forward to continuing to work with you, the coach, Alan, the whole team over there. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. We look forward to seeing you real, real soon and being a part of all your events coming up. And the most important thing we like to do with you is help protect our kids. It's Lauren Book, L'Oreal Woman of Worth this year, International Advocate for Children Protection. How about that, Lauren?
It's pretty exciting. And, better have Mr. Maddox get you ready for the walk.
Okay.
You're not going to just do one day this year. You're going to do the whole thing with us, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got my orthotics. I've got my Victor Franks will come with us because I'm going to need a massage every night, too. But listen, Lauren.
There you go.
You're the best. Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to catch up with you, the team, and the coach, and everybody else. Give a little kiss to the little one for me. We'll be right back after this short break with more Freedom Business. Thanks again, Lauren.
Thanks.
All right.
Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Mm. All right. We had Lauren's kids. You heard me playing the good music. I'm All Right. We brought her in with the end of the innocence, and I've got Respect queued up for the next one. See you later, Spence. Spence was sitting in on a couple of segments with us. I want to remind everybody that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. I'm actually going there this week to get them to give me my first service for free on the lease that I just signed. So what's the Warren Henry Advantage? That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and as I just admitted, and also a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So it's always the best price, always the best service. It's always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right. And you heard us talking to Lauren Book. She mentioned Mr. Maddox. That's because Tarek Maddox worked with me to put on a nice event for Lauren down in the Richmond Heights, Perrine area. So Tarek's on board with protecting kids, and you should be too. So go to laurenskids.org. And remember, the Tarek Maddox trains the NFL players like Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. He keeps me fit for life. Let him change your life, too. Become fit for life with Tarek Maddox. Follow him on Twitter at Tarek Maddox. That's T-E-R-E-K Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X, or call him at 786-278-5584. So get fit for life with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. Do it today. Get started. Tweet him at Tarek Maddox or call 786-278-5584. Be the best that you can be. Get fit for life. Train like an NFL player with Tarek Maddox.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and hey, this segment's for just us, me and you folks out there. So kick back if you're in some of that lousy traffic, turn it up, and realize that the person that just cut you off is just plain dumb. Nothing you can do about it. Now, that means you shouldn't be so angry. That should be one of the things that you focus on this year, because anger, that clouds everything. It makes everything kind of negative, and people like to affiliate with positive things. And speaking of affiliating with positive things, let's talk about the moves that some of the most high-profile companies in South Florida made. That's the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins made a corporate shakeup. It's obvious that Steve Ross is now trying to put his fingerprints all over the franchise. First, he let go of the offensive coordinator, kept the coach, and now he's making a shuffle at the top of the office. You know what? All I can say is, please, Steve, do the right thing. It's been quite a long time since the heirloom that is the Miami Dolphins has really been meaningful down here. I remember sitting in the rain one Monday night as they retired Dan Marino's number. I had brought my mom that night, and it was still magical to be a part of the Miami Dolphins. You know, people sat through the rain. They saw Dan Marino. They saw the fireworks. They saw Don Shula. It was unfortunate that they also may have seen the curtain closing on an era. But it's time to raise a new curtain, a new era. It seems like Stephen Ross believes in Joe Philbin, and he's going to be the steward of his football team. They're going to hire somebody new to buy the groceries. They're going to keep the numbers people, apparently, in place. And I say, Stephen Ross, do the right thing. Do what you think is right. You made billions of dollars in the real estate business, probably by letting the experts like George Perez focus on the business aspects of the different individual projects. So find the right football person. Let him run. And hopefully they can get together with the rest of the people that you're keeping on the team and move it forward. Because I've got to tell you that the biggest anxiety I want to make sure that I have is, can I get a good parking spot for that Dolphin playoff game? I can tell you, I park in blue right under the trees. I get there at like 11:15 because I can't take it when I'm sitting at home. Because like the ad says, my pulse quickens. I don't want it to quicken because I'm worried about the traffic. I want it to quicken because I'm high-fiving about the game. And I got to tell you, the best time I had in quite some time is when we put the licking on the New England Patriots. So I'm really looking forward to that stuff happening again. You know, the heat keeps rolling along. It's just awesome. I got my center court seats right behind David Stern whenever he's in the building, and we just love it. We can hear him. We can see him. We can interact with all of those guys, the Heat players, and it's just like a fashion show. And if you're in the real estate business, boy, they're all there at the Heat games, that's for sure. So I love what's going on with the Heat games. High five to them for creating such a great environment. And the Marlins season, we're looking forward to what's coming up there. I'm sure we're going to run some more sweet nights with the Marlins. We'll have Marlins execs coming on. In fact, I ran into a few of them at the last Dolphin game, and we had talked about hooking up. We're going to do that in the next few weeks. So we're going to talk more Marlins, more sports biz here on the show. And, oh, by the way, the one thing I want to talk about that's really kind of gotten under my skin is that's the common areas of office buildings. In fact, I was reading in the paper today where the first apartment complex in America is going to be going no smoking. I say high five to you. Johnny's kind of disappointed because he's a smoker.
No, I want out of that business.
You want out of that business?
Yeah. Working hard to get out of that business.
All right. Well, please get yourself a patch and get out of that business, because when you walk in a room, it absolutely precedes you by 10 minutes. And to the people that that smoke in the parking lot by the doorway to the building, get a life. Mm-hmm. That's part of the common areas. I don't want this. You wonder why I walk past you and say, I hope you get cancer. It's because I hope you get cancer. I really don't really hope anybody gets cancer. I just hope they get the message. The message is, I don't need your secondhand smoke. It's a bad thing for me. It's a bad thing for society. You know, we all now pay for each other's health care through this Obamacare thing in one way or another. So we all need to create a more healthy environment. And that's something else that gets under my skin. What's with all these obese people eating hamburgers and cheeseburgers and smoking cigarettes that I got to pay for their health care when they don't even have insurance? So it's a time for America to listen to more of our show, to stay healthy, to get well, to be interdependent, and to move forward, because America needs to move forward. I'm wondering where, oh my God, where's this stuff coming from? Where is the spirit of America? Where is the spirit that made us great, that pulled us together, that took us to the moon, that brought us civil rights, that made America the place that people today still want to go to? Unless, of course, they're in the highest tax bracket and then they just want to go to like the Netherlands Antilles or something like that. But where is the America? The answer is that America is in places like Wynwood.
Yeah.
Places like downtown Miami in the C-class office buildings, where the ideas percolate in the cheap office space. It's where the people that have come here to Miami to come together are doing so, in factories like the Lab Miami, thanks to people like Matt Hagman and the folks over at the Knight Foundation. There is an infrastructure in South Florida, and if you watch and look closely, you will see it. You will see that the South Florida Business Journal now has somebody that covers the startup community exclusively. You'll see in Miami Herald on a weekly basis that there's now a full page or two pages.
Nancy Dahlberg.
There you go, about being an entrepreneur.
The starting gate.
Wow, there's a 5.0 earthquake in Havana that swayed the office building. So see that? Castro's getting what he deserves, everybody.
As long as it doesn't damage those old cars.
Yeah, I know. Well, nothing damages those old cars. I can guarantee you that. But what we need is to pull together and pull America back into the fast lane. Can I say, God damn it, I just did. Listen, we need to pull together and get America in the fast lane. There is no left. There is no right. There's just the American way at this point. We need to all be purple and pull together. There is no more Democrat. There is no more Republican. There should just be Americans. And if you're a Democrat or you're a Republican, you got a job to do. Your job is to go up there and make America great again. We don't elect you to just go up there and sit on your can and make sure that nothing gets done except your ideologically pure BS. Oh, am I on a roll? I hope George is listening to this. We need you to go up there and do your job. What's your job? Your job is to serve the American people. It's to make sure that the Fed gets it right. It's to make sure that America stays on the fast track. It's to make sure that the entire world's investment community wants to buy U.S. treasuries because we're safe. That people want to come here and buy our real estate because we're safe. Because their kids can have a life, not just a job, but a career. There's people that risk their lives every day to come here. Just talk about the guy that pitches for the Marlins, Fernandez. Came here I don't know how many times until he finally got here on a raft. God bless him. God bless the Haitian people that risk their lives all the time. But let's not forget all the people that come here on a plane and overstay their visas. Or better yet, the people that should be coming here that should have a visa that are a technical addition. We need immigration reform that allows America to grow, that makes our doors open, that again makes us the land of the free, that allows everybody in the world to come to America, the bright, shining light, the beacon. Ronald Reagan, whatever he called America, that's what we are. We are great. We need to retain that, regain that greatness. We need to work together to do that. My God, my iPad's got spit all over it. I'm just rocking like you wouldn't believe.
As long as I don't have spit all over me, that's fine.
That's why you sit 5 feet away when I'm doing this.
Exactly.
And oh, by the way, while I'm rolling, let me talk to you behind the wheel, talking on your phone, putting on makeup, straddling three lanes, trying to cross over because you missed the exit. Hey, two hands on the wheel. Get hands free. It doesn't cost that much. But what if it saved your life? You'd be glad. What if the person that was talking non-hands free slammed into your mom and T-boned her and put her into the hospital? You wouldn't be so happy. So stop cruising 12 lanes at once, driving 22 miles an hour in the middle of I-95 while you put on your makeup or do your coffee or, God forbid, text. Use hands-free if you got to do something. Freaking Siri will send a text for you. You don't even have to touch the phone. And while I'm at it, talking about the things that rock my world in traffic, hey, schmuck, on the bike in the middle of Bayshore Drive, driving at 8:15 in the morning, get a clue. Just get out of the way. You wonder why people beep you? It ain't because they love the way you look in spandex, dude. It's because you're being dumb. You're in the middle of commerce. Get off. Go on Tiger Tail where it's at least a little bit calmer. But Bayshore, you're crazy. You're crazy. And when you're in a Peloton, hey, just get in single file. There's no reason for anybody to get agitated. And if you got a ride in the middle of the lane, wait until mass transit or whatever that's called, critical mass. And if you got to do it then, because we are a community. We're getting bigger. We're getting denser. If the developers have their way, the east side of I-95 is just going to be a high-end wasteland. It's going to be impossible to get around. Everybody will have a great view, but they're never going to want to come out of their unit because it's insane. So we've got to pull together. We've got to make this a more humane community. We all have to interface together. We have to make it a place that people want to come, live, bring their businesses, bring their kids, train their kids. And when I say business, I don't mean selling, you know, giving away a piece of waterfront land to some soccer dude from outside of the United States. I say bring in high-tech companies, bring in careers, bring in jobs, build those entrepreneurs and women because that's where the new community is going to come from. Let's build the fabric of Miami, do it with technology, do it with education, do it with genteel thought towards each other. I'm back after this. I gotta go calm down.
Child's being harmed.
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Join Larry Zinn and Warren Henry Automotive and myself as we support Lawrence Kids. You can get information on your Lawrence Kids Love and Healing license plate at all Warren Henry locations. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Yo, listeners, as high-powered business executives, you demand the best for your health. With U Health Executive Physicals, you get it. From the moment you schedule an appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical and customer service. From a personal concierge to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health care plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-244.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, I want to thank the University of Miami Health System. We call them U Health. They're a big sponsor here on the show. And U Health, the University of Miami Health System, brings you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. In fact, just keep listening because we're going to have Dr. John Lewis on. We're going to talk about working out and the impact it has on your health and wellness. So what sets you apart from the what sets U Health apart is its comprehensive approach that it brings to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at U Health, they do. U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Rainey to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation. More than collaborative care, U Health is sponsored by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about U Health through the U Health Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make U Health great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better every day. At U Health, they're doing some really innovative, interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about U Health, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from U Health can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today. All right, we're on. We're going to have Dr. John Lewis, PhD. Is John out there?
I'm here.
All right. Dr. Lewis is an associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Science at the University of Miami Medical School of Medicine. He's the associate director of the Medical Wellness Center. He's also a scientific investigator for, at the Corporación de Lucha Contra el SIDA and the I'm not even going to get that. So, Doc.
You did a very good job with that.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really, really try. But, hey, listen, my dad had MS. I'm reading about all this other stuff. Hopefully we can get to that. But, in general, there's all kinds of linkages between mental health and physical health, aren't there?
No doubt about it. I mean, I think the obviously exercise science classically started out in cardiology, but definitely over the last, 10 or 20 years, the literature has really expanded in terms of the links between, daily physical activity, which is the recommendation of the World Health Organization. Every adult should participate in at least 30 minutes of activity every day, if not most days of the week. And then, of course, how that relates to the to your mental health. I mean, it, you know, people can't look at the mind or the brain or both living in a bubble. It's not to say that, you know, you can exercise and improve your cardiovascular functioning and your musculoskeletal system, but it has no impact on the mind and the brain. I mean, that would be utterly preposterous. So fortunately, we now have studies coming out and showing that activity, daily activity, is definitely very beneficial for your mental health.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Sometimes you just got to hit something. Other times you just got to work it out. I've always found that I like to get two sweats, not one. And once I've got the second one, I think I'm pretty all right.
That's great. Yes, exactly. And doing what you like to do, I think, is so important for people in terms of being compliant and adherent, because obviously if you're not consistent in your exercise program, then you're going to fall short of what your ultimate health could be.
Yeah, without a doubt. And also one of the other, and you're the psychiatrist in the room, is that it gives me a half hour of my life that I can control in an otherwise hectic and uncontrollable situation.
That's right. Actually, I'm a physiologist. I just happen to be appointed in the Department of Psychiatry, but actually my training is in physiology.
Oh, great. I got to get you.
This is a brief correction for your listeners out there.
No, and I appreciate that because, as you well know, I sometimes got to read what they send me, and it doesn't have enough detail for me to know that.
No, that's okay. Sorry we didn't get to go over that beforehand.
Well, that's everybody's fault but ours.
And actually, you and I spoke last year. I was on your show last year at the end of you remember the integrative medicine conference that you attended? You and I spoke on that day as well.
Oh, of course I do. The iCamp thing, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, and you guys are doing some more of that now. I walked through this school and I saw that all over the place.
Exactly. Yep, that's coming up again, I believe, and please don't quote me on the dates, but I think it's sometime in March or April.
Don't worry, we don't record this radio show.
Oh, good.
Anyway, listen.
No lingering evidence.
Okay, so does that mean I can call you Dr. John now?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to rock the show, Doc. And you got it. What I really want to do is I want to introduce you to the guy we have on next, Tarek Maddox, who's also a physiology guy. He's the guy that keeps me in shape, the guy that trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. And I always know you guys are looking for a couple of good hands over there.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
No, I'll definitely put you in touch. In fact, I met with Dr. Mehta yesterday, and I'm putting him in touch with Dr. Mehta as well, because I know that you guys could use some real good people over there.
Oh, excellent. That's great.
Yeah. See that, Tad? I hope you're listening, because now we got two advocates for you there. But, Doc, so listen, there's a connection now between exercise and mental wellness. What a surprise.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, now is there, and listen, at least you're smart and you're not going for the NFL play 60. With an adult, you only expect them to play 30.
That's right.
Now, what if somebody only has the 30 minutes, what's the best kind of things that they can do? We got a bunch of type A's that listen to the show. They're at their desk. They can't do anything, and they're not going to sport for the walking machine that you put in your office.
Mm-hmm, the treadmill.
There you go.
Or you're talking about the walking desk.
There you go, the walking desk. So these are just normal fat people that sit on their butt all day. What can they do to lose 5 pounds and feel better?
I'm telling you, what they've got to do is they've got to do something consistently 7 days a week. And I don't care what it is, but you've got to get your heart rate elevated. Primarily, you've got to do some combination, or preferably some combination, between cardiovascular training, strength training. For the ladies out there, you're not going to turn into Arnold Schwarzenegger. You do not make enough testosterone to turn into the Hulk. Do not worry about getting too muscular, but you've got to do a combination of cardiovascular, strength training, and some flexibility training, too. I mean, really, those are the three key components. So, you know, you could come and join. We have a beautiful medical wellness center here at our medical school, which is open to anybody. You don't have to have any UM connection. Actually, that's open to the community. That's different from the Gable Center, which is you got to have some sort of UM affiliation.
Well, Dr. John, right there, just stopping you. That's the thing we see from the expressway. That's the awesome thing that most people pass on their 45 to 2 hour drive home.
That's
that they
right.
could be spending
exactly.
that time there.
Beautiful wellness center that's just off 836 as you're heading, if you're heading westbound toward the airport. It's the tall green glass building. There's a garage right next to it, and it's on top of that garage is our wellness center on the medical school campus.
And you got a great view, great access, great parking, great machines. You got a pool.
Absolutely.
You got great trainers.
We have all the latest equipment there. I mean, you could do basically anything you wanted to in that facility. And, of course, the Gables campus has a lovely facility as well if you have a UM connection. But anyway, to answer your question, again, really, folks need need to try to get into some routine of doing something cardiovascular, something strength, and something flexibility pretty much every single day of the week. Now, there are lots of ways to design your program. Of course, you don't have to do all three of those every single day, although you could argue with flexibility you should do some of that around your cardiovascular and your strength training. And again, we don't have a lot of time, I guess, to go into detail about this.
No, you're going to have to lean on the communications people to come back. I love you, Dr. John.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to come on your show anytime. All you have to do is ask, and I'm here.
Okay.
So I'm a resource for the community. I'm absolutely passionate about health. I mean, I'd love to talk to you about nutrition as well, but definitely for this show, we wanted to discuss a little bit about exercise. But
yes.
Again, getting people to do something almost every single day is so important to preventing chronic disease and to get, and really, even if you don't want to think of it in those terms, think about it in terms of being having a high quality of life every single day of your life. I mean, that's really so important. There's no cure for mortality, right? I mean, we're all going to die. That goes without saying. But for those people out there that are saying, oh, we're going to die anyway, who cares? I want to sit on the couch and eat my potato chips and watch some crazy reality TV show. Well, guess what? I'd much rather have a healthy quality of life for the years that I am alive as opposed to going out my last few years of life and being on medication and in and out of the hospital and having no quality of life to enjoy anything that could be done with my family and friends.
Listen, you're terrific. We got to get you together. I'm going to get you and Tarek Maddox in the studio together and watch you guys go at it. All I can say is I start every day stretching for about 15 or 20 minutes. I elevate my heart rate. I'm going to just say it this way, 4 times a week to the frickin' moon, though. I know I've got to find some time now after talking to you to find extra time in the morning to try to maybe crank that up a little bit. It's not that easy, but I'm going to make the effort because I want to be what I call on my Twitter feed, hashtag fit for life. And John, Dr. John, I'm sorry, you're going to be part of that too. We're going to talk to the UHealth people. We're going to try to create a nice little list of some regulars, and we're going to try to make sure that you're on it.
That's awesome. I'd be happy to do it. And again, I give a lot of talks to not only the university community, but to people in the public, into the public sector as well. So I'm happy to help spread the word of health. I mean, I think, again, we've got, if I may, globally, we've got to think of what we're doing in terms of healthcare starts with you and me. It starts with what goes on in our mind. It's not in a hospital. It's not in a clinic once a year when we go and have our blood checked and our blood pressure measured. It's what we do every single day of our life. And that comes down to exercise and eating properly. Those are, in my opinion, the two key factors to being healthy. And if you don't do those things every single day, you're not going to be healthy. It sounds like you're definitely on the program. I'm very passionate about this global health issue. It's something that's so important to me because the reality is we cannot continue spending over $2 trillion a year in what we call a healthcare system.
It ain't a healthcare system, especially with all those fat smokers out there.
Right.
I'm going to put you on the spot. If you want, you can stick with us and bridge over in a Tarek segment in the next segment, or we can have you back again. What would you like to do?
I'm totally flexible.
You're sticking
you
with us. Can we do him and Tarek at the same? Okay, Dr. John, stick with us. We'll be right back after this short message with some great health and wellness radio. We haven't done this before. Stick with us. It should be awesome. Dr. John, thanks for buying in. Back after THIS.
For the mother, tell your children that their time is just. For my anger, the wars that can't be won. Father, Father, please believe me.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMediaTo305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMediaTo305.com is a social relations company.
All right, you heard us talking with Lauren earlier, and you hear me always talking about Larry's Inn and Warren Henry Automotive. So go over to Warren Henry Automotive, talk to them about a car, and they get some information on the LaurensKids.org Love and Healing Specialty License Plate designed by my friend Romero Brito. Lauren won the L'Oreal Woman of Worth Award this year. She's internationally famous for her charity helping young kids across the country and now the globe make sure that they stay safe. Help her out. Go to lawrencekids.org and get the Love and Healing license plate, or go over to any Warren Henry Automotive and check them out. You'll be glad you did.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, what am I supposed to do? You totally confused me. All right, I'm sorry. Okay, they're confusing me in the back, but hey, that just makes it funnier on the radio. So you've heard me talk about Tarek on the show, and you know, I was just talking to him with Dr. John. Tarek Maddox trains NFL players like Frank Gore, Lamar Miller, and he keeps me fit for life. Let him change your life. Become fit for life with Tarek Maddox. Follow him on Twitter at Tarek Maddox or call him at 786-278-5584. I'll go slow for the Jets fans. That's 786-278-5584. So get fit for life like I do with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. Do it today. Again, that's at Tarek Maddox on Twitter or call 786-278-5584. Be the best that you can be. Get fit for life with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got the University of Miami Health System. We call them U Health. We've got our health and wellness segment. We've just had 15 minutes with Dr. John Lewis, PhD. He's a physiologist over at U Health. And now we've got Tarek Maddox on. We've kept Dr. John with us. So, Tarek, I've got you and Dr. John. Let's get physical, guys.
Awesome.
All right. Now, Tarek, we've had Dr. John. He was talking about how we need to exercise at least 30 minutes a day. I know that you and I exercise and stretch and train. You know, how can I work in another 30 minutes a day into my routine? What would be a good 30 minutes, Tarek?
Well, Jim, on the days that you got, the days that you rest, you can add another day in and only go 30 minutes, slow pace, you know, maybe spend about 10 or 15 minutes doing some slow static stretching, walking, like we always do, and then you can go ahead and finish up with the next 15 minutes of, you know, your vigorous activity that you like to do.
Now, Dr. John, you go around, you lecture, but you also work at U Health. What do you do on a typical day?
Most of my typical day involves running our clinical research here. We do lots of different studies in nutrition, dietary supplements, and exercise training. So our group is clinical research, and I'm managing lots of different studies that we have currently going every day. So,
wow, I'd love to get you together with my buddy, Dr. Victor Franks, PhD in naturopathic medicine, and tell me what you really think about the stuff the guy gives me. Now Tarek, you like that, huh, Dr. John?
That sounds great. I love it.
I'm telling you, I'm going to use the heck out of you finally now that you outed who you were.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, that's a deal. I'm writing that stuff down, too. Now, Tarek, you know, we eat and we try to stay regularly with good, solid nutrition in our workouts. What's a good ramp up? And you're on the spot because Dr. John's listening. What do you like to do before we work out? Because I know some days I don't eat at all, and then I try to just geek it up on sugar with Gatorade. That's not the right approach.
Definitely want to hydrate. You know, you can have a little Gatorade combined with water and a nice solid oatmeal, bowl of oatmeal, some fruits in there, and you should be good to go. You don't want to overeat, obviously, when you're training, and you're going to feel it in your stomach, but you got to have something in your stomach. I recommend you do not work out on an empty stomach.
Okay, and so we talked about having a nice breakfast. About how much time should I leave between eating and working out, Tarek?
Give yourself at least 30 to 45 minutes for it to start digesting, and then, you know, when you start working out, you can kind of still have that energy to get through your workout.
Okay, now, Dr. John, we heard what Tarek talked about eating. What's your perspective on that?
I agree with him. I think you want to wait at least an hour or so after you've had a meal to really get into your workout, especially if you're doing something high intensity. I mean, if it's, you know, weight training or sprinting, something that's really intense, you definitely want to give yourself plenty of time. The last thing you want to do is get in there with a, you know, too full of a stomach. If it's something lighter, maybe you're just having a light day of walking or, you know, some less intense work, then I think you maybe wouldn't be as concerned about it. But I definitely, personally, I don't like to train when my stomach's really full, so I usually like to to at least wait, you know, 30 to 45 minutes as well.
Now, I'm right there with you. Tarek, we always do some good solid warm-ups and some good solid stretches. And then, Dr. John, we don't touch weights. We simply do a bunch of cardio. We use the heavy ball. I always forget what they call that. And I don't want to give too many of Tarek's secrets away. He'll do that when he meets with you direct. But, Tarek, you know, for people out there that don't work out a lot, how would you suggest that they get started with their New Year's resolution?
Got to get some sort of motivation going before. You know, you can do some... You know, sometimes it may take some hypnosis or something. I don't know, because some people just can't get off the couch. But you got to find a partner, find a friend, a cousin, a brother, or something to kind of help motivate you to get through the process. And just get started. You know, you just got to get started. There's too many excuses. We just got to get started. You can start with an easy walk around the block, pick up something to walk with, and then just work your way into a nice workout.
You know, that's what I've always liked to try to do. And Dr. John, you heard Tarek's approach, which is to ramp up slowly. We've only got a minute left, so I'm going to give each one of you guys just a one-minute bite at the apple. Dr. John, so it really is best to warm up slow and then kind of go at it, huh?
I totally agree, especially if you've got somebody who's been sedentary for 10, 20, 30 years. The last thing you want to do is jump into an intensity level that's too high, and then you end up being, if you're not incredibly sore, which you will be, you also are running a higher risk of injury. So the last thing a really sedentary person wants to do is jump into it too extremely. But definitely consistency and intensity, in my opinion, are the two keys to any kind of successful exercise program.
Tarek, you get the last word. And before I forget, Dr. John, thanks for sticking with us for the double segment. I'm going to talk to the folks. We got to get you back.
My pleasure. I'd be happy to do it, Jim, anytime.
All right. And Tarek, you've got the last word. What's the last thought you want to leave folks with this week?
Hey, I got to stay motivated. It's 2014. It's time to ramp yourself up, get full of energy, and just be positive and get out there and get yourself in shape and get ready for a long life and be fit for life.
All right. Well, high five, Tarek. I'll see you Saturday. I'll warm up. I won't eat for an hour before we work out. And I want to thank Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer. You can follow him at Tarek Maddox on Twitter, or you can call him at 786-278-5584. I want to also thank Dr. John Lewis, PhD from UHealth, for sticking with us for doing a bunch of double segments. I've got what, a couple minutes left? 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Dos minutos. I'm no... Mike Biamonte, I know, guys. But I want to thank our sponsors, and especially today I want to thank UHealth and Tarek Maddox. UHealth is awesome. You know, we talked about the fact that they're right there at the intersection of 95 and the 836. If you got a long commute home, you owe it to yourself to talk to the folks at UHealth and stop in there and work out for an hour or so. And believe me, I'll bet you your commute time, you'd probably get home at about the same time. So UHealth and Tarek Maddox, high five. We're going to get those two groups together. I think it's about time that Tarek and UHealth find some way to merge. I also want to thank Social Media 305, Johnny Rhodes, shotgun the whole time today. High five, Johnny.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I want to thank our good friends at Warren Henry Automotive. And you saw what we do on the show today. We got Warren Henry Automotive and together with Lauren's kids. So we gave Warren Henry the chance to do some social good and for Lauren to reach out to a constituency she wasn't reaching. I want to thank our friends at the Miami Marlins. And hey, high five to the Miami Dolphins, too. Of course, Bruce Turkell will be back for, I'm going to say it this way, Show 250 the first week in February. Johnny gives me a high five on that, too. That's his thing. I want to thank the NFL alumni. I want to thank Ezra Katz and the Aztec Group and my buddies over there for all their support in business and in everything else. I want to especially thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Go to their conference. It's next month. We'll talk more about that starting next week. We mentioned UHealth, but the most important thing, the most important people on our show, that's you folks. I want to thank our listeners because if you go to our Facebook page and like our show, tell our friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, well, then you're really part of the show. Interface with us on Twitter at Jim Fried and at Fried on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, and hey, YouTube too. Our website gets bunches of hits, www.friedonbusiness.com. That's where the show's going to be. You'll find the show up there probably in the next couple of days. Next week on Fried on Business, we're going to have more from Magnum Energy Solutions, another show profiling other trends in the real estate industry, and more talk about health and wellness. Remember, everybody, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life. So the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. South Alabama, come a country boy.
think he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. And when the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe a song, a different kind of story, when the big Jim hit the floor. Oh,